Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Avui la història és de Gina i el dia que ella troba un cachorro. Un cachorro en anglès es diu puppy. Gina finds a puppy. It was Sunday morning and Gina was playing with a ball in the garden. The ball was striped, red and yellow. It was small and very bouncy. Gina bounced it off the wall of the house and then ran to catch it before it fell on the ground. Sometimes she missed the ball and it rolled onto the grass in front of the house. Gina threw again. Bounce, catch, bounce, catch, bounce, catch, bounce. Oh, and she missed the ball. Off it rolled down the grass towards the road. Gina ran after it and picked it up. She heard a noise. It sounded like a baby, or maybe a puppy. She heard it again. Definitely a puppy. Gina looked round. She could hear it, but she couldn't see it. She looked under the bush at the end of the garden. She looked behind the bin. She looked behind the flowers. She looked under her dad's car, and two beautiful brown eyes looked back at her and blinked. Hello, puppy. Gina lay down on the grass so she could see the puppy. She held the ball in front of her and offered it to the puppy. The puppy was so beautiful. It had soft brown ears and a darker chocolate brown body. And both of its front paws were white, just like they had been dipped in milk. Gina rolled the ball a little, and the puppy edged slowly forward. Gina backed away and rolled the ball more, and the puppy came forward more. Eventually, the puppy was out from underneath her dad's car. Gina sat up and stayed completely still. The puppy crawled over to her and onto her lap. She stroked it gently. The poor little puppy was cold and hungry and frightened.
Don't you worry, puppy. I'm going to look after you.
Gina stood up and carried the puppy into the house. Gina's father was in the kitchen, and as soon as he saw the little puppy, he went to get a blanket to wrap it up. Gina and her father gave the puppy some milk and then some of their shepherd's pie. The puppy ate happily and then fell asleep. Gina picked up the sleeping puppy and took him to cuddle on her lap as she sat on the sofa.
"He's going to need a name, Gina,"
said her dad.
"How about Sleepy?"
"Oh, yes, Dad. We can call him Sleepy," replied Gina.
And the puppy slept on.